We previously met Associate Professor at the College of Communication, Fine Arts and Media at UNO, Dr. Mark Gilbert, an artist and a researcher. Born in Glasgow, Scotland, his father and mother were also artists. A turning point of his artwork happened when a hospital in London hired him to paint portraits of patients, before, during, and after surgeries.
Arts can kind of help to enrich in our lives, obviously. They can help to soothe and assuage at times, but they can also help us profoundly to be able to navigate these more uncertain elements and these more challenging episodes in our lives, again, whether professional or personal.
Years later, he became the artist in residence at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Gilbert produced another series, Here I Am and Nowhere Else, Portraits of Care. Gilbert's investigation expanded during his doctoral work at UNMC. His experiences of painting in the clinic and studio-based settings generated many publications. But also at UNMC, his work had another focus as well.
It was really the same idea that I had a studio that I would be working with, not just patients though this time, but also caregivers. The patients I was working with, one day I might be drawing somebody, you know, having the privilege of witnessing somebody having a baby and literally sitting at the foot of the bed drawing while the baby's being born. And the next day I might be working with somebody who's experiencing the last months, weeks of their life.
In one of his exhibitions, Gilbert has portraits of his mother that Gilbert's father himself painted when she struggled with dementia and suffered a massive stroke that ended up with her life. These portraits have been fundamental for Gilbert's healing process after losing his mother and not being able to be with her.
We underestimate. It seems incredibly simple. One of the biggest things, the arts, as I say, in all their forms, they do, is that the critical thing is that they can be a means of engagement. And so what we're doing is when you're turning it into a poem, when you're taking photographs, when you're writing reflective writing, when you're drawing, making a piece of music, even a dance, then what you're doing is turning an event that otherwise would disappear. So you're turning something private into something that is then social. It becomes a means of engagement, a resource for reflection, a way of being able to help people to come to terms. But also, and it can be about the life's most challenging moments that allow us to engage profoundly in a way that actually can be part of the healing process.
Gilbert thinks that in these difficult days due to the pandemic, it is important to highlight the challenges and rewards of using artists as medium. Portraiture helps to understand patients' and caregivers' experiences through art and research. He also describes how curiosity and wonder are fundamental within the world of art and medicine. With KBNO News, I am Gabriel Escalera.